playing a huge role in the race for the White House. And tonight, a major new development there. Donald Trump taking on the Republican Party, saying the process is a scam. His family right there with him during the latest town hall, even though two of his children didn't register for the New York primary in time. And tonight, new allegations that delegates for the convention are now getting death threats from Trump supporters. Those delegates, of course, could make or break Trump in the end. ABC's Tom Yamas is in Pittsburgh.
Tonight, the race for the Republican nomination taking a dark turn. Allegations of death threats against delegates and their families by Trump supporters.
This is a crooked system. These are dirty tricksters. Oh, it's rigged.
Trump now insisting the Republican National Committee wants him to lose.
You're saying that you don't think the RNC wants you to get the nomination?
No, I don't think so. I really don't.
He points to Colorado, out-organized by Senator Ted Cruz. Trump failed to win any delegates there. Tonight, the chairman of the Colorado Republican Party tells ABC News he's been flooded with 3,000 angry phone calls, including, he says, death threats.
And he said, I need you to do me a favor. Get your gun, put it in your mouth, pull the trigger. I'll call you back in 2 minutes. If you can't do that, I'm going to send somebody over to the house and help you.
It's not just Colorado. A number of Indiana delegates tell us they, too, are getting threats from Trump supporters.
Very spooky, very personal, referencing things about my family.
One email saying, quote, think before you take a step down the wrong path. Warning of, quote, a future in hiding. Trump's longtime ally and confidant, strategist Roger Stone, has urged supporters to vent their anger at the Republican convention in Cleveland.
We will disclose the hotels and the room numbers of those delegates who are directly involved in the steal. We urge you to visit their hotel and find them.
But behind Trump's anger, the hard truth that he could get more votes and still lose the nomination at a contested convention.
Hi, South Carolina. I'm Ivanka Trump.
Hi, Nevada. I'm Ivanka Trump. Aloha, Hawaii. I'm Ivanka Trump.
And his own daughter, Ivanka, in these videos reminding voters to register.
You need to actually be registered as a Republican. And that's it. Very exciting.
Now admitting she herself isn't registered to vote in the New York primary. Her brother, Eric, same thing.
We're not a family of politicians. We haven't been in politics very long. New York has one of the most onerous rules in terms of registration.
It was our first kind of foray into politics. We didn't realize how the whole system worked.
And tonight, as the Trump tirade continues from the RNC, exasperation. Chairman Reince Priebus tweeting, quote, nomination process known for a year plus beyond. Complaints now, give us all a break. And now a Trump spokesman firing back at Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg after he criticized the billionaire.
I hear fearful voices calling for building walls and distancing people they label as others.
And that Trump spokesperson saying this about Mark Zuckerberg. I think I'll take Mark Zuckerberg seriously when he gives up all of his private security, moves out of his posh neighborhood, and comes live in a modest neighborhood near a border town. David?
That was the response to Zuckerberg. Tom, meanwhile, any response from the Trump campaign tonight on those allegations of death threats against delegates?
David, we don't know if the Trump campaign condones this. We don't know if the Trump campaign condemns this, because tonight they are not commenting. David?
Tom Yamas with us tonight from Pittsburgh. Tom, thank you.